Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So Chris Moores is off for 2 weeks, and it's me. Hope you're right. It's Monday. It's really early. Story that you're not covering on the news, which I think you should be.
Okay,
Chris.
Let me know. I'll pop it in at 7.
Lady Gaga is such a massive fan of the royal family, she is now spying on the Queen. She's staying in a hotel in London right near Buckingham Palace and has bought... She's invested in a pair of expensive binoculars to find out what goes on behind closed doors. So she's in the hotel at the moment, I think. She's probably up already, just... peering through the net curtains. Do you think they have net curtains in a hotel? Is that that kind of establishment? Peering through the nets, seeing if she can spot the Queen.
Isn't she? So she's sort of royal.
Yeah. Yeah. I quite like it. So if you can put that in at 7.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
You know what? I absolutely love Cornwall. It's my new favourite place.
Where was your last favourite place?
Don't know, really.
Because people say that, but then actually, did they have one before? No.
Well, I'm a big fan of several places. I love Edinburgh. Mm-hmm. I love Bristol. I quite like London, but then sometimes I hate it. Cornwall, Garrett Lush, all the way.
What do you love about it?
I love the people. I think they're lovely. For instance, okay, here's the thing. Two things. I arrive in Cornwall on Saturday, because I'm doing this half marathon on the Sunday. Everyone's just so like, all right, love, how are you doing? Oh, you're doing that marathon, aren't you? Like, oh, everyone's so nice. Even the shops. And on the run yesterday, you know they do like a warm-up before you do a run?
No.
Oh.
I don't do exercise.
Okay, well, what happens is you're supposed to warm up. So normally somebody who looks fit and like they've done this a lot will stand there and go, right, okay, nice high knees. High knees, everybody. And you have to run a bit and just kind of get yourself in the zone. This one was different. We did about 30 seconds of jogging, and then a man comes on a microphone going, hello, is this working? Ooh, hello. Hello, everyone. Welcome along to the Eden Half Marathon. Sorry if I'm doing a bad accent. Just to say, enjoy the course, and if you need something to spur you on, don't forget you are going to have your Cornish pasty and your Cornish pint at the end.
Oh, lush.
What other marathon? And there was a half marathon and a full marathon. What other one offers you a Cornish pasty and a pint of beer at the end?
That's got to get you round, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and it did. I heard people talking about the pasties all the way through.
I think if I'd just been stood there waiting to see you off, the thought of a pasty at the end, I'd be like, oh, can I join in now?
All these girls were like, oh, I'll tell you what, love, I can't wait for that pasty at the end, can you? I was like, no. And then, yesterday, I had to get a flight back to London, obviously, because I'm doing this morning. So I had some lunch, lush. And then the hotel...
Another pasty.
More pasties, yeah. Do people eat pasties like 2 or 3 in a row in Cornwall? They do, don't they?
Yeah. Because in a shop... You can have sweet and savoury ones. So you have one for your main course and then you have another one for dessert.
There's a shop window. I was walking around at St Austell on Saturday. There's a shop window. It's like 12 for the price of 10. I was like, who buys 12 Cornish pasties? People in Cornwall. Anyway, so I didn't want the pint and the pasty at the end. I wasn't feeling that. But I had some nice lunch in the hotel. Didn't have time for dessert, even though I really wanted it, because I was starving after running all that way. And as I left the hotel, I checked out, paid my bill, and they went, we noticed you didn't have time for dessert, so what we've done is rustled you up some fudge. And they actually gave me some fudge to take home. Everyone's so lush. It's my new favourite.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hiya, Lily.
Hello.
Good morning. You're right. What's going on?
I'm good, thank you.
Where do you live?
Nottingham.
Okay, how can I help?
I went to the Teen Awards yesterday.
Yes, and?
It was absolutely incredible.
One of the best days of your life so far?
Definitely.
How old are you?
Yeah, 16.
Yeah, cool. Well, have you been to gigs before?
I have, but nothing where there was so many... brilliant people, like, in one place.
And screaming fans.
Yeah.
So you were caught right up in it. Were you right near the front, or what?
We were on the side, but we had really good seats. We were quite close, so right. See everything.
So it was Radio 1's Teen Awards taking over Wembley Arena yesterday. Grimmy and Molly from the Saturdays hosted. At one stage, both of them were wearing dresses, but that's grimy for you. And it was Rizzle Kicks, it was Joe Jonas, Cher Lloyd, Ed Sheeran, Jason Derulo, Pixie Lott, and One Direction. Tell me about that, please.
One Direction were amazing. Like, my throat hurts so much from screaming, and it was incredible.
A lot of people screamed, and I understand that a lot of people had a little cry.
Yeah.
Were you one of the criers?
No, I managed to keep it in.
Were people crying all around you?
There was a few, yeah.
Just weeping.
Yeah.
I love that. Who else was good?
Ed Sheeran was amazing, because he, like, looped the song, and that was so cool. Rizzle Kicks were so good, because they were, like, really energetic and stuff.
Yeah.
And Pixie Lott, because she was on at the end, and she just finished it off really well.
Oh, you sound genuinely happy, like you had such a good time.
It was so good.
Who did you go with?
I went with my friends, Hannah, Ben and Evie.
Cool. And you must be buzzing for school today just to wait to go and tell everyone.
Yeah, I can't wait to tell everyone and just sort of say how amazing it was.
Hey, listen, as well, when you get home from school a bit later on,
yeah,
you can watch highlights of every performance. If you press your red button on the TV and choose Teen Awards, everyone else can do this as well, obvs, you can see things like Ed Sheeran doing A-Team, One Direction being drowned out by the fans, and Cher and Joe Jonas and Rizzle Kicks and Pixie Lott as well. So it's all going to be on red button for you all day today. So when you get home, have a look and you can be like, look, I was there at the side with my mates.
Yeah, I think I will. All right.
Have a good day at school today. Go tell everyone how brilliant it was.
Okay.
And what we're going to do is we're going to play Pixie Lott, which was at the end of the show last night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right, let's play it now. A couple of tracks from Pixie Lott from Radio 1's Teen Awards. Love you, Lily.
Love you too, Scott.
Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Mia's been on. She is 12 and she's been criticising me already. So, like, really early on Monday morning. Criticism is on. Now, she doesn't mind my impression so much of Lady Gaga. I think she thinks that's quite good, actually.
I bought you a sheep, Jonathan.
The problem that she has is she doesn't think my Jonathan Ross is up to much.
Oh, thank you very much.
That was from earlier. Again, Gaga.
I bought you a sheep, Jonathan.
And Jonathan Ross.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now, admittedly, it needs a bit of work.
Sounds like Elvis.
Oh, very much. But if you played that to anyone today, I reckon they would know immediately that that was Jonathan Ross. Listen. Right, close your eyes. Think about it.
Oh, thank you very much.
Same.
No. Do you really hear the same in your head?
Oh, thank you very much.
A bit, yeah. I do. Anyone else? Let me know. Or is it just me? Right, let's take a call. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's this?
It's Hannah.
All right, Hannah, what's occurring?
I was watching The X Factor, and they said, why are you so fit at the end of Frankie's performance?
Yes, I noticed this, and loads of other people on my Twitter and our Facebook went crazy for it. So this is something that started on our show a few months back when One Direction came in to play What Makes You Beautiful for the first time. It was actually when we were doing this show last time in the morning, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
And the boys came in, and we took some calls and some questions from One Direction fans, and this is what happened.
What's your question, babes?
Why are you so fit?
There we are. One question she had, and it was, why are you so fit? It wasn't even, why are you so fit? It was, why are you so fit?
Why are you so fit?
Like that. And if you're watching X Factor on Saturday, Frankie Coca-Cola was on. Yeah, him with the spray-on jeans. Amazing. And this happened. So he'd done his performance of the A-Team by Ed Sheeran. Listen to Dermot.
You know, I heard Gary say, men lock up your daughters.
Oh, and then Dermot's not on that bit, but Dermot went, I just heard someone say, why are you so fit? And you can hear it behind Kelly, listen.
You know, I heard Gary say, men lock up your daughters.
See, it's happening everywhere now.
It is.
And loads of people were like, oh, that's on Scott Mills' show. Okay, well spotted, thanks for that.
No problem.
What are you doing the rest of the day?
I'm travelling up north to go to work.
Okay, good. Are you loving X Factor or not at the moment?
I am loving an X Factor. I'm gutted Jay didn't get on it, but I love Craig, so...
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, I love Craig to bits.
Even though in the VT, in the little trailer they showed before his performance, did you notice that it was like, Gary's now put me on a healthy lifestyle? And there was the sob story bit was him just chopping vegetables.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I've never eaten so many vegetables in my life.
You see, the only veg you get is when you get a pan of Scouse anyway.
Oh, is it really? Okay. Love you, bye.
Love you too, bye.
You're not watching it, are you?
No.
He's like, I've never eaten so many vegetables in my life. And Gary's like, I've put them all on a really healthy diet. Did you see CeeLo last night? Oh, you're not watching it, are you? I don't know what I'm asking you.
No, I had enough of CeeLo last week on Jonathan Ross when he did that weird thing.
What was that? Well, let's talk about that.
Was he, like, on some kind of weird platform and he was, like, sort
spinning
of zooming
round,
like he was on a fairground ride. And
yes.
At one point he was, like, right above the audience. I was like, I really hope that doesn't give way. Like, the health and safety forms they've had to fill out to have CeeLo.
Oh,
like,
God, if he fell on one of the audience members.
Well, yeah, it would be awful. Can you imagine if he just dropped off it?
What are you trying to say?
What do you mean?
What, if a person fell on another person, that would hurt?
Yeah, from a height. Like in Panto, where the fairy comes in and, like...
He was sweating a lot on X Factor. Mm. And did anyone feel a little bit uncomfortable when he was doing his performance last night and this happened?
Sing along with me if you know this one! See you fly around.
No, don't sing along! That could have gone really wrong. Listen again.
Sing along with me if you know this one.
Any of your songs that you suggest a live audience should sing along to, it shouldn't be this one. Luckily, it went without incident.
Podcast.
Right, you see, nobody believes me. John and Corby's been on saying, why did you play a clip of Jonathan Ross during that last song?
Oh, fuck you very much.
You see?
I think he was being sarcastic.
I don't think he was.
BBC Radio 1.
And now we say good morning to Dev off of Early's.
Hiya, Scott, you alright?
Oh, yeah, you alright.
Welcome to the AM.
Ooh.
It's pretty, isn't it?
Oh, do I? Yeah. You're just saying we have the look of people that have just got up for the first time at this time ever.
Yeah.
It's a bit like when you get up and you only see this time of day when you go on holiday. Mind you, it's now 7:36. I do see this time quite a lot. I was talking about earlier on, like 5 o'clock.
Hey, I was expecting you to look worse today, if I'm honest.
Oh, cheers.
After your marathon of the weekend. I've been following that on Twitter. Well done.
Thank you very much. It was hard. But it was good. Lots of hills. There was Eden half marathon yesterday in actual Cornwall.
How long is that?
Half marathon is 13.1 miles. Can't feel my legs today, to be honest.
Oh, I bet you can't.
No, nothing.
I was having a look at your legs under the table, actually. You're wearing those trendy shoes I've seen a lot of people wear recently.
They're very comfortable.
He's got...
don't judge me.
He's got a pair in every colour.
Oh, you're one of those, eh, Scott?
I accidentally opened them because they got sent to work and I was like, oh, what's this? And I was like, oh, nice shoes. And I was like, nice shoes in black. Nice shoes, same shoes in beige, same in white, same in red.
You don't know what mood you're going to be in, do you, when you wake up? So
I'm one of those boys that, you know, like with clothes, if I like something, I will just buy it in every colour.
That makes sense.
I like that.
I can't wear them because it requires you to not wear any socks.
Yeah.
And if I did it with my trainers, then I just have to throw them away afterwards.
Okay, like the room would be cleared immediately.
Instantly, yeah.
So, Dev, what's this new ridiculous thing you're doing, please?
Right, so this does require a bit of an explanation.
It really does.
We had a resident DJ on my show. We were just having a chat, finding out what they do and stuff. And so it turns out that one of them is an amateur wrestler.
Mm.
And I kind of made fun out of it a little bit. It turns out this is quite a big thing over in the UK still. I ended up making fun of one of his rivals, who calls himself Cowboy with a K. What an idiot. Cowboy with a K didn't take very kindly to this.
Oh.
And he posted a video on YouTube, basically calling me out. You know, a little bit like, oh, if you were going to have a fight in school and it's like, oh, round the bike sheds, 3 o'clock, or it's me and you, we're going to have a fight.
Really?
Like, yeah, he did that.
So you've got massive beef with the wrestlers?
Yeah, pretty much. So I said, all right, go on, I'll fight you. Not thinking.
Oh, you...
No,
spoon.
He does this all the time, and I don't. So
yeah, all right, come on then. Okay, let's do it then. Come on, let's have it. And that's where we are at, is it?
Well, for the last couple of weeks, I've been doing training, trying to get fit, because they're still athletes, you know. As much as you might look at them and go, oh, whatever, they're just big meatheads and whatnot, they're still athletes, they still work out a lot.
Yeah.
I've been doing training for the last couple of weeks, trying to get myself into shape, and I've learned some wrestling moves as well.
Right,
that I'm hopefully going to be using on the weekend.
So you're wrestling who?
This weekend, I'm wrestling Cowboy with a K, and what an idiot. And he also has.
Oh no! Don't stop it.
He has a tech. No, I've seen him. He's an idiot. He must weigh about 9 stone soaking wet.
This isn't going to help you on the weekend.
Ah, but his tag partner is huge. He's about 6'4" and 200 pounds. So he's mad. I think somebody worked it out as 14 stone today on the tech. So
whoa,
he's quite a big lad.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be basically getting beat up this weekend.
What? So
you're having against two people?
Well, this is what I thought. I think Cowboy with a K saw me in real life and thought, actually, he looks a little bit bigger in real life than his pictures on the website. So I'm going to need some help, and rightly so.
So he's got two. Surely you're allowed to. Do you
I
need
do.
Someone else
I've got,
to help?
No, I've got a tag partner.
I was going to say Scott can do this weekend.
Absolutely not.
No, it's all right. I mean, I need some.
In those slip-on shoes, I don't think so.
Just take your shoe off, waft your foot in his face. He's down.
And you're down. Yeah. All right, so where are we at now? So you are taking on Cowboy with a K.
Yep.
He's an idiot.
Oh,
no, he's going to want to fight me now.
And I think he had fake tan on, right? Which is not a bad thing. But
absolutely not.
I think just on his face and arms, and he'd forgot to do his legs as well.
I was thinking,
well, if we're doing training, you're clearly going to be getting your legs out, wearing shorts and stuff.
Yeah. What an idiot.
Didn't match up, I know.
Call him an idiot again.
Cowboy with a K. What an idiot. I'm not worried. I've seen him in real life. So yeah, this weekend, I'm going to be wrestling. I've enlisted the help of Ace and Veers of One Extra to come and be. Do you remember back in the day in old school wrestling when they used to have managers? And the managers would talk a big game. Mm. They'd talk them up quite a lot. And occasionally, if they got into trouble in the ring, they'd sort of just jump in and maybe do a little legal move just to kind of sway the balance a little bit.
Right.
So hopefully that's what they're going to be doing for me this weekend.
Okay. Now, did you know much about this wrestling lark until this happened? Until you accidentally started this beef off?
No, not really. I mean, I used to be quite into wrestling when it was called WWF.
Yeah.
Like ages ago, when it was like Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan. And then when I went over to Canada, a load of my cousins were into UFC. And I kind of thought, this looks more real than the not that WWF or WWE isn't, of course, but I just didn't. Oh. You just grow out of it, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Some people don't.
Yeah,
you do.
Some people don't.
So is it like WWF? Are you going to be smashing chairs on people's heads?
Yeah, pretty much.
Cowboy with a K. He's going to get a table on him.
Bless him. He's only tiny. He's an idiot. But
fake tan idiot.
I won't be.
Come on, then.
I won't be throwing chairs at him. But maybe his tag partner, who's 6'4", is probably the only thing I could do that would hurt him.
Wow. Well, I'm very much looking forward to this. In a minute, we're going to test your wrestling knowledge, because I think you need to kind of be up to speed. But when's it happening?
This Sunday. So I go up to Newcastle on Saturday, and on Sunday, I'm going to do it at a students' union. And
you seem confident.
Do you know what? Before I'd done any of my training, I was, but now I am, yeah.
All right, cool. All right, wait there, Dev. We'll speak to you again in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Dev's here.
Hey.
Thanks for staying around so late after your show.
Hey, not a problem, man. This is usually when I'd be having my pre-uni nap, so that's fine.
Oh, when I did this show, your show, I would have been in bed by a couple of hours by now. Now, you've got this big wrestling match at a student union in Newcastle this weekend.
Yes.
Which all started after you called Cowboy with a K, a wrestler, a bit of an idiot. And now he wants to have you in the ring. So, have you got a name?
Well,
a wrestling name?
I've been obsessed with the music of Bruce Willis for about the last year.
I have noticed this.
We figured out that he recorded 2 albums before he became a movie star.
Why?
I've no idea. He just probably just wanted to be famous, bless him. But his first calling wasn't acting, believe it or not.
It was singing.
And one of the favourite songs that I've stumbled across on one of his albums was something called Secret Agent Man.
Let's hear that now, shall we? Is this your theme?
This is going to be my theme.
Secret
Satchel Bruce Willis. It's 4 minutes long, the original version of that.
So you'll be walking onto this?
I am. So I'm going to go with the whole alter ego thing. I'm going to be a secret agent. I'm going to have a Mac, and my outfit is like a tuxedo, but right, a really tight one.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, and what is your actual name?
I'm going with Secret Agent Man 00 Devin.
Look at this! All the ringside action on your radio! 00 Devin!
00 Devin, BBC Radio 1.
Ow!
Whoa.
So it's nice and low key, I like this.
Yeah, when you've got a jingle like that, it becomes very real. Oh, God. Are you worried you're going to get absolutely smashed?
Yeah, because obviously Radio 1 are going to visualise this whole thing and make it into a nice shiny video.
Of course, which you'll be able to watch on the website.
Me getting beaten to a pulp in HD, I'm a little bit worried about.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you need to know your stuff before the weekend, before you do this. So I've got a selection of wrestling moves here. I'm going to play you off against Becky. Do you know much about it, Becky?
Loads.
Right. So,
resident expert.
Got some wrestling moves here. I just need to know from you, are they real wrestling moves or are they ones that we have just made up, all right? So you just tell me real wrestling move or not.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Easy.
Are you ready? First one.
The butt drop.
Real or not? What do you think would happen in that move?
The butt drop sounds pretty straightforward. I imagine
your
opponent on the floor, you just sort of drop your butt down and land on him.
So you're saying real or not?
Yeah, that sounds like a real one.
I'm saying real.
Both saying real. The butt drop is real.
Yes!
In which a wrestler jumps down to a sitting position across the chest or stomach of a fallen opponent. Ow.
So, it's horrible.
All right, next one.
Koronko Buster.
It's the Koronko Buster.
What's a koronko?
I've no idea. Real or not?
Real.
Nah.
What do you think happens in the koronko?
Gets busted.
I'm going to bust your koronko. That can't be real. Koronko is not even a real thing. It's not part of the body.
Saying not real?
No, it's fake.
You're saying not real.
I'm saying real.
All right. Dev gets the point. Because
yes!
We made it up, didn't we?
There you go.
Next wrestling move.
Curl one out.
What do you think? Real or not? Is
real.
That a wrestling move?
When it gets a bit dirty, put this move in.
Curl one out.
Dev?
Now, it's definitely not a wrestling move.
But you have done it before. Or heard of it.
Yes, I've definitely heard of it before. Okay, that's not real.
It's not real. Absolutely right. Next one.
The testicular claw.
You might come across all of these on Saturday. You laugh now.
I hope not. I don't want to get anyone giving me the testicular claw.
Real or not? And what would happen?
That sounds like, if you were a baddie as a wrestling character, and you wanted to do a move that everybody boos. That's definitely one of them. That's real.
I'm saying fake.
It's real.
Yes!
That is a real move. Sweet. In wrestling. Try that out at the weekend.
I don't want to.
The bad kebab.
Definitely real.
Now, this would be a good move if you, punch somebody in the stomach, wouldn't it?
Because
it would be like having a bad kebab.
Bad kebab?
What are you saying, Becky?
Real.
Now, you've been wrong so far, so I'm going to go the opposite of whatever you've gone for. That's a fake move.
It is a fake move,
yes!
Dev. You'd be right. You are bang up for this. You're going to be sorted. Next. Is this real or not?
Donkey omelette.
What do you think?
Real.
I think that's a real wrestling move.
Donkey
yeah?
omelette. It sounds so ridiculous. Yes, why not? It sounds real.
Of course it isn't.
Ah, I might make it my special move then.
Kung Pao chicken.
Real or not? I think I had that the other day.
I don't know if it's real or not. Can we come get some after the show though?
Yeah.
Suddenly I've got a fixin' for some Kung Pao.
Kung Pao chicken.
Real.
Nah, it's fake.
That's fake, yeah? It is fake.
Yes!
Wrong again, Becky.
It is.
The nipple flick.
Fake. Bad sportsmanship.
That's real. It's got to be.
No.
Oh!
No such thing as a nipple flick. Rubbish. Not in wrestling, anyway.
There is
stink
golf.
Face.
What?
Stink face.
That's real.
Stink face?
Yeah.
I don't even know if I want to imagine what that is.
You think that's real, Becky?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go on. I agree with Becky. That's real.
What happens in the stink face?
It's similar to the... what was the first move we had? The butt drop.
Right.
But slightly different.
Okay. Stink face is real.
Yes!
This move sees a wrestler rubbing their buttocks in the face of an opponent lying in the corner of the ring.
Oh.
It's done to humiliate the opponent.
I did want to say that and I thought it might be too early.
Well,
people having their Cocoa Pops.
Dev might get a stink face on the weekend.
Don't give me a stink face, please.
Is this one real or not? Is this real wrestling move or not?
Flaps roast.
No, that was made up by our boss, I think. I'm going to say fake. I've heard him talk about that before.
Dev's lost it.
I want it to be real so much, so I'm saying yes, it's real.
It's fake.
Oh.
The dong clunk.
That's real.
The dong clunk is real, yes?
Yeah.
Dev?
No, I'll go opposite to Becky. It's fake.
Yeah, it's fake.
Yes.
I like it, though.
Mongolian chop.
Is that real or not?
Yes, that's a real move.
Becky?
Yes, real.
It is. It's the act of karate chopping both the opponent's shoulders and sides of the neck with the hands' edges in a swinging motion at the same time.
That's very good.
Will you be doing that?
The Chandler Bing.
These are just stupid.
I like
fake.
It.
The Chandler Bing. Isn't that more to do with like social awkwardness rather than actual wrestling move?
Is it a move?
No.
It's no,
not.
It's the bloke off friend.
The vertical beef.
Is that real?
No. Goodness, no. Can't
real.
Be.
You're saying real? Of course it isn't.
The Bel Air ball banger.
That's fake.
I just want you to be up to speed with this, Dev.
Real.
Real. No.
Ah!
And
rubbish.
Final wrestling move or not.
The lamb cannon.
It sounds so wrong. Lamb cannon.
You might be getting a lamb cannon from your opponent the weekend. I just want you to be aware of it.
Perish the thought. Fake.
I'm going to go real. Got nothing to lose.
It's not real.
Ugh.
I enjoyed that game very much.
So did I.
And the best of luck for... When is it?
It's this Sunday.
Sunday.
It'll be in Newcastle. People can come down and watch as well if they want.
Yeah, how do they do that? Just turn up.
Yeah, I had the... Can I get my phone? It's got the name of the student. Sorry. All right. My producer Sarah's going to kill me.
It's fine.
Sorry.
The lamb cannon.
Oh, no. My cab's calling me from outside. Stop
oh,
it.
For heaven's sake.
All right,
sake.
Here we are. The Northumbria Students Union in Newcastle will be there this Sunday afternoon. If you want to
Flaps
come down
roast.
And watch me get beat up and get a stink face, I'll be there this Sunday.
That's amazing. Thank you. Double O, Debbie.
Thank you, Scott.
The dong clunk.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Hi, Becky.
Hello.
Right. Now, I did this run at the weekend. I'm feeling quite proud of myself today, actually, which doesn't happen very often. It was the Eden Project Half Marathon, which is beautiful. Have you been to Eden Project?
No.
In Cornwall. It's really amazing.
They've got all those big domey things, haven't they?
Yeah, and you see all the big domey things as you come down like on mile 12. It's like downhill and you see them all in front of you. It's amazing.
I
so good.
You might have had to have run in them, which is like mega hot.
Yeah, no, you didn't have to do that. But it was quite hard terrain. Terrain, listen to me, being a runner. Bit like a cross country, really. It wasn't, you know, like in city centres when they do like the Great North Run, they just close off Newcastle. And so it's all kind of tarmac. It wasn't the case here. I was going past some really nice houses, some cows. It's proper countryside, but I really enjoyed it. Now, I'm not a very good runner, but I did like 2 hours, 15 minutes, which is all right, I think. Thought I was going to spew at mile 11. Not been well, have I? No. I need to also apologise to all rotisserie chickens out there, because at the end of last week, I accused one of those hot chickens that you can buy in supermarket delis, I accused them of being the reason for why I was ill.
I did love it that you said, are they safe to eat? It's like, well, they wouldn't be on sale if they weren't.
Yeah, but they sit there for ages, don't they? Sweating away.
Controlled, yeah, but it's all like highly controlled. It's like things that sit in a fridge.
Okay, well, all rotisserie chickens, if you're listening, I'm sorry, because I did say that you were to blame. It wasn't, it was a bug, blatantly. It was nothing to do with you.
Because now the one that doesn't speak's got it.
Yeah, and I will.
Every time he wheels next to me, I'm trying to like move away so that I don't get it.
He's not had a chicken. It's just something that's going around, so I do apologise.
Unless you two went out to dinner together.
No.
For a quick rotisserie chicken.
As you do.
You know how to treat him well.
You know, the other day, me and you went to the chemist, and I was like, oh, I need to get something to put on my muscles because they're kind of aching a little bit. So I asked the chemist lady, I was like, have you got any kind of cream and stuff? She's like, yep, this is the one. This is the one you need. It's the one that runners use. I was like, yes.
I'm
not
a runner,
but I am now because I'm going to use this cream. So Saturday night, I was thinking, oh, I'll put this on because my legs are aching a little bit because I've been doing a lot of training, and I want to be tip-top for tomorrow. So the cream comes in this kind of big round container. It looks like the kind of ones that you get moisturiser in or that cocoa butter. So Saturday night, I'm there. I'm slathering it on. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, I've got this race tomorrow. I'm like to the point where it's not even rubbing in. I'm putting so much on. And you have to get a towel and just kind of get some off. About half an hour later, a burning sensation from hell on my legs. And also, I'm not going to lie, I did put some on my bottom. Because that was also hurting. Just the top.
Is it not like deep heat, though?
It's like deep heat times 100. I don't know what they put in this, but it burns. So every 2 hours, I'm waking up. I'm like, oh, can't feel my legs anymore. What's happened? It was awful. And you know that thing when you're like, I need to sleep. I've got to sleep. I've got to do a half marathon tomorrow. Every hour I was then waking up from about 3 a.m. with burning legs. And I was a man in despair. I got in the shower at 3 a.m. to try and wash it off. Apparently, this stuff is waterproof. So that didn't work. Back to bed. An hour later, wake up. Ah, they're still really stinging. A low point at 5 a.m. was, you know, sometimes they say if you eat something hot, like hot chili or something, you're not, the worst thing you can do is drink water. Mm. So you're supposed to drink milk instead. Now, maybe I did open the little tubs of UHT milk that you get in the hotel. And maybe because it was hurting so much and burning so bad, maybe I did rub 3 or 4 of them on my legs at about 5 a.m. That's how bad it was. Is that weird? Mm. So I actually opened the UHT and I'm like, oh. And then I remembered that I'd ordered some more milk in the fridge, so literally covered my legs in milk.
You must have smelt lush.
Yeah. Anyone
like a burning milky...
Yeah. Mess. Mm. So I do apologise to the people that had to clean my room yesterday morning because it must have smelt rancid in there, like stale milk. Anyway, the milk didn't work either. But you see my logic there? I was like, well...
Yeah, I kind of see it. But I would have just read the instructions on the product in the first
place. Well, I'm not using that ever again. I've binned it.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
I'm getting loads of people saying, man up, Mills. You don't even understand how my legs were burning on Saturday night. Hey, Joe Jonas.
Hey, man. What You're a right. good intro.
Yeah.
Legs burning.
I put this cream... I did a run yesterday, like a half marathon. I put this cream on my legs on Saturday night. It burned.
Mm.
Have you ever been in a hotel room at 5 a.m, Joe Jonas, and rubbed UHT milk on your legs to try and stop them burning?
It's a low point. I can't remember the last time, but
no.
I mean, it was. I do remember it was a long night.
Yeah, same. Now, Becky, Joe Jonas has some exciting news for you. Oh. Remember last time that Joe came in to see us, and he's like your minder, your bodyguard, right?
Yeah, the Black Mamba.
The Black Mamba, otherwise called
Derek.
Yep.
And sorry, I'm not mocking you, Derek. Oh God. I don't want to.
I love it. Well,
I don't want to mess with Derek.
Well, the exciting news.
What's the news?
Well, there could possibly be a music video that you might be in.
Now, last time, Becky said when Joe came in that she'd always wanted to be carried. She'd never been carried.
Never been picked up.
Like wedding photos or
It's never happened to you
in front of Disney World.
I think most girls have been picked up at some.
Yeah, but there's never been a man strong enough to lift me until Derek.
And it happened.
Or you've never been drunk enough.
Yeah. And it happened last time. We got it on video, and now it's on one of your videos.
So there's an edit of this video that we're doing. I don't want to say which song to give it away, but Germany wants their own music video. And towards the end of the video, that special day where he was lifting you up, it's just like I'm performing, and all of a sudden you just see him lift you up. It's quite hilarious.
And it's just cut into the music
video.
Yeah,
it's just cut in there. But it's like everything from the tour. There's funny stuff. There's just random stuff. But the best part is like, for those who don't know what that is, they're like, what?
Why is
Derek picking girls up like that?
But only in Germany.
Only in Germany. They're into some weird stuff.
You're going to be famous
in
Germany.
I'm going to be the new David Hasselhoff.
You're the new Hoff. That's right.
You're the new Hoff.
Huge in Germany.
Yes. Imagine you get off the plane. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's the one of the Joe Jonas
videos. You just hear her whispering.
So how were the Teen Awards yesterday?
The Teen Awards were great. I was saying to you a little bit earlier, it's just always really interesting performing in the middle of the day like that, because you always get off stage and it's kind of nighttime and you just get ready for bed or whatever.
So you performed yesterday, went back outside, you're like, oh, it's still light.
It's still kind of light out. This is a little bit weird.
Yeah.
But it was fun. Every performance was great. It was a great crowd. It was something really special to be a part of. I loved it. Radio 1 Podcast.
podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Joe Jonas is just casually here. Hi.
Just having a nice casual time.
Yeah, we have a lovely time, don't we?
We do, really.
Don't we have a nice time, Joe?
Every time I come here,
yeah,
I look forward to seeing you guys.
Oh, thank you. He's just tweeted with my friend, Scott Mills.
_ Scott.
Yeah, that's it. So you were at the Radio 1 Teen Awards yesterday, as we've just heard.
Yes.
You must have gossip.
Ugh, gossip.
I know you
so
made
much.
You made friends with One Direction.
Yeah, I met them. They're really cool guys.
Was it like proper friends or just, yeah, hi, and now you can't remember any of their names?
Like red carpet friends, you're saying?
Yeah. Grip and grin.
You know what?
Hi,
honestly,
bye.
Like, it's really, I really respect when somebody, like, kind of knows your music or really, like, I guess seems like they appreciate what you do, and that's what I kind of got from those guys, and that was really cool. We kind of just spoke really quickly before they did their sound check. I finished my sound check, and they listened to my new single, and I told them I listened to their stuff. So they seem like really good guys, and it's exciting to see their success right now.
Yeah, the thing is, they really want it bad, and also like to meet someone like you
thing,
must
yeah.
be like, ah. Did they fanboy you a bit?
I don't know if you can call it fanboy, but it was definitely, you know, I mean, I was kind of perking their style a little bit. I was trying to steal some of what they had going on. Whoever does that, they did a good job.
I was like, what do you mean?
Their style is really good.
All
they've
right.
got really great clothing.
Yeah.
And they, like, I think they changed twice yesterday. So I was like, I was trying to figure out, you know, where they shop here.
Right. Yeah, you need to get some of that. Did you have the biggest dressing room?
Did I have the biggest dressing room?
Of course you did.
Yeah. It was like at least 4 stories.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hot tubs.
Yeah.
Bowling alley.
Mm-hmm. I was just trying to think.
Cotton candy machine.
Yep. Love chair.
Oh, definitely.
Love chair, yeah.
Definitely a love chair.
Madonna.
I had a swimming pool, too. Just like
Did
a lap,
yeah,
lap
yeah.
pool.
Standard. Why would you not?
Actually, there was a water slide.
Was that excellent?
It was incredible.
Did you have dehumidifiers like Madonna?
Yeah, I had...
Did you have Joe Jonas Village, like Madonna had once at Radio 1's Big Weekend?
A village? What's that?
Right. This is a couple of years ago when we did Radio 1's Big Weekend, this
yeah.
free festival in Maidstone. And there was an... Obviously, there's a backstage area for all the artists.
All I'm imagining is, like, a little village.
No, it really was. It was
Madonna
like a little...
lookalikes running around.
No. It was like a model village. It was called Madonna Village. And
a
you had to
village.
Have a special... It wasn't little people, Joe. It was real, real, like, large people. Real normal, actual size
people.
That was
people. Like little people that looked like Madonna running around.
No, but you had to get a special wristband to get into Madonna Village. And there was one for... There was one kind of big Winnebago for Madonna and one for Guy Ritchie at the time. Neither of them went in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
want,
cool.
You want
we
that,
gotta get
you?
Some Joe villages yeah. going on.
Derek can sort it out. Derek, I want a Joe Jonas village.
Joe Jonas village. What would be in the Joe Jonas village, though?
I know. What do you ask for when you do these big shows in your dressing room? Do you just ask for water and snacks, or do you ask... do you do that thing where you ask for things just to see if they will turn up?
Absolutely. One thing I think we added recently, just because we think it'd be hilarious, and I heard a band do it, Yellow Card, they did this. A small pet, like small, like they did, they got like 5 puppies. But like, you know, you imagine you travel all over the place and like, no, everybody's going to read that and be like, okay, well, we're not going to go get that. But then occasionally somebody will be like, oh, we have to, and yeah. be like really accommodating. And then you show up and there's just 5 puppies running around backstage. And who doesn't love 5 puppies?
Exactly. You need to add that on.
That would
to
be
Joe
incredible.
Jonas Village.
But we definitely have added like costumes, like, bizarre things, just like...
Like,
yeah.
like what?
I mean, just recently, I think there's a photo somewhere running around the line, but I just was like, I want a dog costume today. So you're just walking around the venue in a dog costume.
And this
and fans really can't tell if it's you or if it's like... They're like, they know like Joe's crazy enough to do that all day, just wear it all day, and but can't figure it out why I would be in a dog costume.
So you put it on the rider, and then you turn up at wherever you are. Let's say it's, I don't know, you're doing a gig in New York, and the backstage in your area, there will be a freshly... Like laundered dog costume.
Freshly pressed dog costume.
That is brilliant.
Somebody's ironing the dog costume out.
I know a band who used to ask for the board game Monopoly to be provided at every gig.
That's good. Monopoly is, but that's just, Monopoly's one of those games that's like a good and bad idea because you start playing and then 6 hours later you're still playing.
Yeah, I know.
And so I want to pick a different board game.
A lot of artists ask for like, you know, only yellow M&Ms in a bowl.
Yep. I've asked for like, I mean, because like everybody wants certain things, there's nothing too crazy on my rider.
Mm.
But occasionally when you come over here, there's things that they just don't have. like they have in the US, you know,
yeah, right.
Just different.
Yeah, we have an equivalent of, but you can't get certain
exactly.
things.
Exactly. And it's always funny because you'll certain people will feel like really bad and they just have to come in and be like, listen, we're really sorry, but unfortunately we can't find the certain Gatorade that you love.
Oh, really?
No, I'm not offended. You're good.
I know one band who played like quite a small gig, I'm not going to say who it is, and demanded that a helicopter be on standby at all times. And they were, it was like it was a university gig. This is quite recently. I'm not going to say.
I'm just thinking
who
about
that?
How.
I only found this out at the weekend.
Say who it is.
No, I can't.
Last time we were here, we've outed somebody too.
Yeah.
Who did we out last time?
Justin Bieber.
For what? Having a big
something about underwear.
Entourage. Oh yeah. I'll tell you off air, but then we all
is it
promise.
Steps?
No, it's not Steps.
I know they're quite diva-ish now, though, on the comeback.
Okay, I'll tell you who the helicopter people are if you all promise to keep it a secret. Okay, right, let's turn the mics off. It's not One Direction. They're ridiculous. They have a helicopter on standby.
Who is
he
it?
Turned the mic off, and then I guess, and then he's like, oh, let me turn it back on and guess.
Sorry, I
say
broke
who it is.
I broke our special
I'm
rule.
Just, you said group, and I'm imagining like who's the big group right now.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Really?
Yeah. Helicopter.
What?
That's what they want.
The yeah. Wiggles?
Not the Wiggles. The Wiggles
Jeff
could
Jeff is getting well deeper.
The Wiggles could easily afford 10 helicopters.
You know those guys are paid, though.
Seriously, they're like the richest people in the world.
I heard recently how much they make a year.
They make more than Kylie Minogue.
They are banking, okay? Yeah. Kylie Minogue has nothing on the Wiggles.
They are so rich.
They should do a song together, Kylie Minogue and the Wiggles.
I'm sure she'd be really pleased about
it. Nobody can see this, but there was just an incredible dance move that just went Becky, down.
That's yeah. what they do.
Becky just did
that's the
Wiggles dance
yeah.
move. Yeah, they tour all the time, but they sell out stadiums, arenas, because young kids and their parents come.
Explain to people who don't know who the Wiggles are, as if, who they are.
I mean, come on, guys.
They're like
disease.
Kids entertainers from yeah. Australia.
Yeah, exactly.
Do they tour America as well?
They do, yeah. And
so
they do well.
People know the Wiggles.
They clean house.
Do
like,
they?
It's like Barney, you know? Mm.
They're like as famous as Gym Class Heroes.
Apparently not. I'm sure the Wiggles have, like, you know, the Wiggle copter.
Yeah.
It makes laughing noises as it takes up.
I can tell that your ultimate goal is to one day support the Wiggles on tour.
I think it'd be fun to, like, sometimes you always, like, use other people's tour buses.
Yeah. Imagine
their tour bus.
It'll all be primary colours. Now, you've been quite busy.
I'm sure they have a water slide in there.
So. Yeah, of course they do.
Wiggles.
You've been busy. You went to X Factor as well.
That was cool.
Did you like it, though?
I hosted Extra Factor. Yes, I loved it. The only thing that was a little bit scary was they'd be like, so who's your favorite? Who was your least favorite? And, like, that was my first time because I don't live here. Mm. That's my first time watching the show.
Yeah.
So I was trying to remember everybody's names. Mm.
That's
when
what
I got up there, they're like, what'd you think of blah, blah, blah? And I'd be like, you know. And I'm trying to think of the most generic answer. I mean, I remember everybody now, but I would be like, well, you know, it just seemed like they really put some work into it. And it's really a lot of tough competitors. And they're like, oh, cool. So I was like, wow.
I love your stock bland answers. That's brilliant. Do you know what you should do, Joe, next time? There's always going to be a Dave. So just who's your favorite?
I messed
Dave.
Up. Did you hear?
No.
You have to play it later.
Go on.
Because I called Janice Lucy. And like all my fans started like a trending topic, like vote for Lucy.
Oh.
Because I was like, they're like, who's your favorite out of the girls? I said, oh, I've got to say, I think Lucy really did a great job. And there was this long pause where the hosts were staring at me like, And they're like, you mean and I went, the redhead. They're like, oh, Janice. Like, yes, Janice.
Same. Yeah.
Same. They're like, oh, yeah, that's fine. But I think Lucy was good, too.
I think
it was the off-air show.
Yeah. I think, though, if you were on it, you would at least try and make an effort to at least watch the show that night, right?
Yep.
Did you see when Britney... There's a famous moment when Britney Spears was performing a couple of years ago. I love Britney, don't get me wrong.
Yep.
But she clearly hadn't watched it. she didn't have a clue. And she did womanizer. And then Dermot goes over to her and goes, right, so any advice for the contestants? What do you think? Who's your favourite? And she went, just... keep doing what you're doing. It's like,
whoop.
I haven't even watched it, have you?
That's great.
Have you seen the American one?
Yeah, I like it.
Did you see Cheryl Cole on it?
I haven't seen Cheryl Cole on it recently.
She was on it for about 5 minutes.
See, I could have easily given you the... Oh.
Do you know who Cheryl Cole is?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah, well, you would have blinked
and
missed it.
And Cheryl Cole messed up.
You get Cher Lloyd and Cheryl Cole messed up.
Their names, obviously.
Yeah.
If somebody's asking me.
Yeah.
We actually, I don't know why. I'm going to bring this up. This is really funny.
Go.
We're all kind of like secretly obsessed with the song Swagger Jagger because it was like the first time we heard it really recently.
When you say and we, who?
My tour manager to the band, the dancers. And so she was a part of our, we always, you know, do a little group prayer before we go on stage. And some reason, somebody's like, can we make sure we pray for Swagger Jagger? And I was like, okay. So I'm like, dear God, thanks for having us today. Just want to bless Swagger Jagger. And let our Swagger Jagger be really strong today as we go out there. And we pray for Cheryl Cole. And then I went, I mean, Cheryl Lloyd. You know what? We'll pray for Cheryl Cole, too. It's a very interesting prayer.
Cher Lloyd would be so happy with that, that you pray for Swagger Jagger before every performance. Now, I've heard, is it true that you're a really good cook?
Depends on who you ask, but yes. Okay. I like to cook.
But surely you don't, you're Joe Jonas, you don't have time to sit at home and think, today I'm going to bake some cupcakes.
You know what, though? I travel so much, when I get a nice time to cook, I enjoy it. Like, for my friends, whatever, they're always really confused. I don't know.
But surely you've got, like, some personal chef. You don't need to worry about cooking yourself.
The Wiggles have a personal chef. I don't have a personal chef.
No.
I had one once.
And?
I think he's in jail.
What?
Yes, for real. I think he had some money problems. I don't know, he was doing something on the side. He was a chef that was... He was always sweating. He was always worried about something. It wasn't the oven.
So he had a chef that was on the run.
And he always put carrots in everything.
Did he?
He was obsessed with carrots. We had him for... Me and my brothers, when we did an album, we lived in a house, or like a studio house, and... They were like, my buddy was like, hey, I got this great guy, he could be our chef the whole time. We're like, that's great. So we didn't really have to worry about always ordering out. It would be more expensive. And so there was always a chef making snacks, making food for us. We probably gained 50 pounds that month we were recording.
Yeah.
But that chef all of a sudden disappeared like the last 2 weeks. We're like, where'd he go? Like, oh, he's in jail. In jail. Okay. Why? Oh, he's got some money problems.
Oh, my God.
Got some work on the side. He's hustling.
So now you cook for yourself, but with less carrots.
Exactly. After that, I don't think we looked at carrots for the thick.
What can you cook, please? Everyone loves a man that can cook.
I like to cook. In the States, we love fish tacos. So I love cooking fish tacos. Italian food, I grew up Italian. I got recently to cook with... Here's another funny story for you. I met Mario Batali, who's one of my favorite chefs. And those, I'm sure he's, is he big here too?
I haven't heard.
No.
All right. Well, Mario Batali, he's the guy that wears the Crocs and he puts his hair in a, it's really funny.
Okay.
He's really wealthy chef, so he can wear whatever he wants.
Yeah, he can wear Crocs as well.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of, for me, like meeting chefs, I get kind of nervous.
Right.
Because I meet musicians all the time. And so I kind of relate with them, but with chefs, I'm always like, their talent is so unique and different for me. So I meet him and I'm on his cooking show. And I'm like, this is so exciting. We get to cook with him. And the first 5 minutes of me cooking, he's like, yeah, let me just turn the cheese grater the right way. I was grating cheese like the completely wrong way. I'm like, really? Like, this is great. Oh. They're like, Joe, you love to cook, right? I'm like, yeah. Here I am, like, not doing the greatest job ever.
So what would you be like if you met, like, Jamie Oliver or Gordon Ramsay?
You know what's funny? I haven't met Jamie in person, but we consider each other friends because we talked... through Twitter and we've talked good things in the press about each other. But I'm sure I'd be really excited. Gordon Ramsay, I know I might be a little scared, but I would be excited.
I'd be scared of him, definitely.
I saw him once recently. I was too nervous to go over there.
Breaking news, everybody. Kylie has already performed with the Wiggles.
No.
Yes. the monkey song. People are texting in about it, yeah.
Are you
serious?
Like
she's the fifth Wiggle. She is.
I'm going to... definitely call and request that later.
Yeah.
But in a really creepy voice.
You want to be member number
be
six.
Like, hey, Scott. It's Michael. I don't know why. It sounds like a goofy name. Hey, it's Michael Thompson. And I just wanted to request that Wiggle song with Kylie. I'm just sitting here alone in my house thinking about it.
Ah!
That could be a little creepy.
Now,
those have just tuned in. They're like, what is going on? This is too early for this creepy radio.
You're listening to Radio 1. I'm Scott Mills. This is Joe Jonas. Yeah, that'll sort it. Now, last time you were here, you did the brilliant headline song, which I want to play.
Ah, yes.
Now, this is a song that Joe made up, and it's just from those kind of real-life stories magazines that you get. We just took some of the real headlines, and Joe just did an impromptu song for us. Let's hear it.
My giant tongue wouldn't stop growing.
My giant tongue wouldn't stop growing.
A ghost stole our life savings. Stand aside. My bum's 5 foot wide. My mate boiled my willy. I'm so fat I broke the toilet. 6 toilets actually. I fell for a sexy robot. I paint with my boobies. My psychic dog has healing powers. There's a Time Lord in my loo. Mosquitoes made me pregnant. So pregnant. I fought on men's faces for money.
Oh yeah. Come on guys.
I'm so fat I broke the toilet. 6 toilets actually. I fell for a sexy robot. I paint with my boobies. With my boobies.
Oh, good times, AJ. Good times.
Beautiful.
Good times.
Now, I relate with that song so much.
I don't understand why you did not perform that at the Teen Awards yesterday, though. What's that about?
Maybe I did. They just didn't put it on air.
Right. Do you ever do that song at gigs? Because you get like sometimes.
You know what though? There's
you turn up and go
there's
on.
Like fans of that song that are obsessed with it. I see signs in the audience. I paint with my boobies.
You do not.
I will show you a photo one day. I will send you a photo.
Or because of that, what we did on the air.
I'll direct message you because now we're Twitter friends.
Here we are, yeah.
But, which means that we're real friends.
Yeah, of course. No, and maybe not appropriate for the Teen Awards, but, like, you know, sometimes you see artists and like, oh, come on, just do the hits. Do the songs we know. Put that in your set.
They would know that one. I forgot some of the lines from that song. I fell for a sexy robot.
I know.
Mosquitoes made me pregnant.
I know. I'm so fat, I brought the toilet. It's my favourite.
It's unreal.
Yeah. Joe, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me. I'm excited to come back already.
Come back soon. Come see us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Podcast. Right, we need some more Dear Scots, please, because we want to know what you are saying. What are you saying this week? We're going to do it every day when we're in on this show for the next 2 weeks. So anything you want to tell us, anything you want to ask us, something that's happened to you that you want to share, get involved. Send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It'll get read out by the posh Radio 4 lady in the mornings this week on Dear Scott. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Send me a cheeky little email, please. Okay, here's the first one.
Dear Scott, why you so fit? Only joking, I don't really think you're fit. That's just wrong.
Oh.
Seriously, though, are you and Becky getting married and making babies soon? The tension between you both on the show is getting too much for the drive time slot, you saucy beavers. Love the show, but it's not worth waking up for 6:30 a.m, so I'm recording it on the telly instead.
Rude.
Love from Jade, 16, currently asleep in Halifax. X.
Why is thinking that I'm fit wrong? I see this on Twitter all the time. Oh, fancy Scott Mills a bit. Sorry, I know it's wrong. Fine, thanks. And thanks for not listening from 6:30 this morning, Jade. Cheers, thanks a lot.
Are you going to answer our question?
When are we doing it? Don't
have
know
you
when,
ever thought...
When
oh,
do you
yeah.
want to?
Have you ever thought, woken up one day and thought, oh yeah, maybe me and Becky could get together?
Absolutely, 100% not.
Why? What's wrong with me?
Nothing.
Not even a little bit of you fancies me.
Okay, I'll reason with you. Does a little bit of you fancy me?
No. Okay, maybe the 2% of you that looks a bit like Michael Bublé, but I'd be going out with you for the wrong reasons. I'd be constantly wanting you to sing home and it wouldn't be happening.
Just
make do with my calendar.
Despite the tension that apparently is there, according to Jade. We couldn't, both of us couldn't think of anything worse.
But apparently people do, I'm the first person that's worked with you that hasn't fancied you.
That's not true.
Yeah, when what I started on the show.
The one that doesn't speak, me and him have never done it.
No, I'm
have
not
we?
Saying, you have to
have we?
Get it on.
I think maybe in the old days, maybe we did.
But when I started on the show, my boss said, everyone fancies Scott within 6 months.
No,
and
that's
you'll
nonsense.
Have a crush.
What a load of rubbish.
And I haven't, I'm wondering what's wrong with me.
There's nothing wrong with you, it's perfectly normal not to fancy me, obviously. Sorry, I'm just trying to think back about me and the one that doesn't speak. Anyway, next.
Hi, Scott, Becky, Chris, the posh Radio 4 lady and the one that doesn't speak. I have been listening to an old podcast where you mess around with an app on your phone to play recordings backwards and just been messing around recently with that on my phone. Here's one for you to record. F where si yao, ni reki sto where slim box weller. Love you all and the show. Keep up the great work. Y from Doncaster.
Thank you, Y. Okay, so we have reversed this. So let's play what the PR4L just said backwards.
Hello, Swammels. What's he carrying? Why is so fat?
What the?
I think I got it. Play it one more time.
Hello, Swammels. What's he carrying? Why is so fat?
No idea.
Hello, Scott Mills, something, something, Harry, why are you so fit?
How can you hear that? I can't recognise that.
Hello, Scott Mills, what's he carrying? Why are you so fit?
Okay, I get it a bit now.
It's better if you sound like, if you think she comes from Norfolk.
Why are you so fat?
Play again.
Okay.
Hello, Scott Mills, what's he carrying? Why are you so fat?
Got a light boy, got a light boy. Wow, I'm really offending lots of people today with my impressions. Sorry to the people of Norfolk there. Okay, that's well spotted, because I would never be able to get what that was. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris and the gang, I just wanted to let you know of an observation I made the other day. When the PR4L was away on Hollybobs, sorry Scott, I know how much you like that word, you had PR4M read out the Dear Scott letters. I just wanted to tell you that I think he sounds like a posh version of Gary Barlow and wondered if anyone else has also made this observation. Love you lots. Lauren, off of Southampton, XX.
I have not noticed this either. Shall we hear a bit of the posh Radio 4 man and then compare it to Barlow?
Dear Scott, subject, Mrs. Scott Mills on board car sign.
It's been no secret I've always been worried about your voice. What the hell was I worried about? What a performance tonight. This is a real artist, everybody. Congratulations. Be proud of yourself. Did a great job, mate.
It's a real artist, everybody. Is it, though? I can't hear it. Can you?
No, not a little bit, but not really. It's not as good as the smooth-talking Dan sounding like Cliff Richard one, which we had last week.
That was good
the same.
In the afternoons, yeah. And next on Dear Scott, what are you saying?
Hi, Scott. I don't know if you've seen this, but I think you should take a look. I think you are directly responsible for this. Well done, Jared.
Okay, hit me with it. What is it?
Hey, Horace, give us 3 shots of your best bourbon. And have that Russian waiter I like bring it over.
Obviously something on Family Guy. La, 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 la. Oh, my God! It's the Trollolol Man from back in the day on Family Guy. We used to play this all the time.
Yes, Quagmire's doing it.
Amazing.
Joe's on.
I love it that the Trollolol Man's made it to Family Guy. Anything else that you want to say or, you know, ask us, get involved. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you have time and you're busy scheduled to send me a little email today, you could be on Dear Scott, read up by the posh Radio 4 lady tomorrow. We need loads of these this week and next week. So send me an email, you will get on. Anything you want to say. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Because it's Monday and that, we haven't played that for ages. Shall we play a bit of Trollolol? Let's do it. I've played this for ages. La, 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 la.
right.
Never seen the video to this, you have to look it up on YouTube.
What do you look up? Trollolol.
Yeah, just type TROLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLO
Daz had been on saying, you are not responsible for the Trollolol guy. He's an internet sensation. I never said I was.
He'd be nothing, though, without you.
That's right. Maximum Effect, you do need to see the video. If you're a bit fed up today, try pin troll and then lots of lols on YouTube. It will cheer you up. Fact.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.